Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Comedian Bill Cosby tells a funny story about his children. He would come into a room, set a cold, soft drink down, tell one of his children not to drink the drink, then leave the room for a few seconds. When he came back, only after a few seconds, what did he find? The child was drinking the forbidden drink. He would then ask the child if he didn't tell him not to drink from his drink. The child would answer, uh-huh. Then Bill asked his child why he did what he wasn't supposed to do, and the child would answer by saying, I don't know. A few minutes later, again, he asked the child not to drink from the can and left the room. He returned to find the child drinking his drink again. He asked the child if he didn't ask him not to drink from his drink, and the child said, uh-huh. He again asked the child why he drank from his drink when he wasn't supposed to, and the child answered by saying, I don't know. Cosby labeled this defect in his children as brain damage. Note that he never acknowledged that the child inherited the brain damage from him. Oh, man. The behavior that Cosby labeled as brain damage, theologians and pastors label with terms such as original sin, total depravity, malevolence, concupiscence. We are conceived and born in sin. Yes, the world and the devil have their influence on us, but there is sin that lies in us from conception by sinful parents. You don't have to teach your children to sin. It is in their nature. Your children inherit their sinfulness, their nature from you, and it goes all the way back to Adam and Eve. We don't have to be taught to sin because we are conceived and born in sin. Listen to what King David said about his sin after his great sin of adultery with Bathsheba. Quoting, for I know my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. Even King David, the only man whom the scriptures say that he was, quoting, after God's own heart. Even King David was conceived and born in sin. St. Paul, who wrote our words from Romans today, called himself the chief of sinners. His writing from Romans 7 reflects an utter disgust with his sinful condition. Listen again. I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. Now, if I do what I do not want, I agree with the law that it is good. So now it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh. For I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing. Do you ever ask yourself, why do I keep doing the things that I do? I don't want to do those sinful things. Why do I keep doing them? On the other hand, I want to do things that I don't do. Why can't I do those things? Paul asked these questions of himself. Like Paul's life, there is a sinful pattern to our lives. Paul spoke about the sinful pattern in his life like this. So I find it to be a law that when I want to do right, evil lies close at hand. For I delight in the law of God in my inner being, but I see in my members another law, waging war against the law of my mind and making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. You see, Paul acknowledged that there was a sinful pattern in his life that went all the way to his inner being. That sinful pattern sickened Paul. Listen to what he said. "Wretched, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death?" All the way down here. "Wretched, wretched man that I am." Paul was disgusted because he was a wretched sinner. Are we somehow better people than Paul? Saint Paul? No. We are also wretched. Like our brother in the Christian faith, Saint Paul, we are also wretched people. We need a sinner. We need a Savior from those wretched, sinful bodies. From these wretched, sinful bodies of death. Paul concludes his tirade by saying, "Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord." Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Who will save me, wretched man that I am, from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Those sinful things you do, and those sinful things that you don't do, those things caused by what Bill Cosby labels as brain damage, those sinful things that you do that you don't understand, have been taken care of and paid for. Jesus Christ paid for your sinful inclinations and also for your actual sins with his suffering and death. And Christ is victorious over sin, death, and the devil. His resurrection proves that victory has been accomplished. Had he not been victorious over sin and the devil, he would not have been raised from the dead to live again. Now that Christ is victorious by faith in Christ, you are also victorious over sin, death, and the devil. Like Saint Paul, you and I are saints by faith in Christ, though we are still sinners by conception and nature and deed. Yes, you live as a Christian, as one who is at the very same time a saint and a sinner. Simultaneously et peccator, the old Latin term, simultaneously saint and sinner. Thanks be to God for this tension that exists between you, the sinner, who can't keep God's commandments, and the saint who wants to keep God's commandments but can't, and relies on Christ's perfect fulfillment of them. Thanks be to God for that tension. For there, if there is no tension, there would be no faith, only sinner. Thanks be to God for the tension between the sinner and the saint. Who will save you from this body of death? Thanks be to God that you have one who is a Savior, one who will save you from this body of death by giving you his body and his blood, resurrected from the dead to new life. This body and blood is victorious over sin, death, and the devil. Jesus Christ has saved you. Past tense, before you were ever born, Christ knew you. Christ Jesus is saving you. Present tense. He knows you now. He knows your name. Comes to you in a personal way in the Word and in the sacraments. And Christ Jesus will save you. Future tense. Christ was resurrected to live forever and will resurrect you to live forever with Him in paradise. Past, present, future, Christ was, is, and will always be your Savior. Who will save me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. And who will save you from your body of death? Say it with me. Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. He's done it all. He's done it all. Amen.